Hi again, Daddy. According to this roll, this is side two, but it's really side one. I erased the first recording you sent to me. It was a little garbled and quite distorted, so I figured there was no sense saving it. I hated to use it since it was I only got two from you, but I figure I'll be getting more. I hope your tape recorder's fixed. I'm real anxious to hear your voice again. I think this is really so much better than letters and so much easier. You should be back from Hong Kong by this time. And I hope you had a real good trip, Daddy. I have been real busy. I finished, remember that ashtray and those Santa Claus mugs that I had started in Texas and lugged to Alabama and brought all the way up here? Well, I finally finished the ashtray and the mugs, and I don't think they look too bad. I'm looking at the ashtray right now. I know that they're not professional jobs, but it's the first thing I've made since I was in high school, and I'm happy with them. I also made a Madonna. It turned out pretty good, except when it was fired in the kiln, the spot got on her head somehow, and it ruins her looks a little bit, but it's just for my room anyway. I wouldn't give it away to anybody, so I'm going to go again tomorrow afternoon and pour something else. I don't know what yet. I'll see what they have in molds again. I've already bought the slip from the last time I was out there, so all I have to do is go ahead and pour. Nancy Sequenza is going to watch Kelly for me. They only pour in the afternoon, so I can't go in the morning while they're all in school. I might as well use up what I bought, and then I'll quit, because you'll be coming home pretty soon anyway. By the time I finish these up, it'll be getting late. I really don't have any news. I'm just sitting here, being lonely, wishing you were here. That's not news, that's just a known fact by this time. But, Daddy, you really are getting short now, and I'm so anxious to have you back here again. Irma keeps saying that she wishes you'd come back soon, too. I was real disappointed that you're not coming home for Christmas. I had planned to decorate the house real cute and have everything real nice, and now I'll put up a tree, of course, for the children and have their gifts. But I don't think I'm going to go too all out. The kiddies don't know the difference in the house anyway, and I don't see anybody but the same old group over and over, so I'm not going to go all out for Christmas this year. I'll wait till next year when you're with us, Daddy. I was reading the Army Times about this 11th Air Assault business in Georgia, and according to them, they're going to have some big field planned or some foolishness taking place in March, I believe. So if we get there in February, that should take you right out of there in March for about 30 days. It's a 30-day thing. And they're calling in the planes and the troops and everybody else. I guess there's a lot of that kind of stuff goes on down there. And we may be separated quite a bit again, but at least I'll know it won't be too long and you'll be back to me. It's not like this Vietnam foolishness. I hope everything's going okay for you, Daddy. Everything's fine here. We have our normal everyday problems, but nothing too serious. We have been really lucky, knock on wood, which I'm doing. We have come along quite good so far, and I hope our next 3 months are the same. I was just reading over the last two letters that you sent me. I was so happy with them. I just love those love letters, Daddy. I must be a romanticist at heart, I guess. But they make my day so very happy, you can't imagine. I am just tickled to death every time you say something nice to me, Daddy. It really does change my outlook on things. As far as the Christmas presents for Irma, your mom, and mine, I think the elephant's bag is the best deal. They'll be tickled to death with them. And I'm happy you gave me the go-ahead with the bikes for the kids. That little one of Sean's, he about wore out, and he wants a big boy's bike. I haven't started reading my Cardinal yet, but I'm going to start. Well, it's so late tonight, I better not start, but maybe tomorrow. Well, Daddy, my tape is almost gone. It's getting later and later. I wanted to finish this today so I could mail it tomorrow. I'm sorry the kids didn't have a chance to speak. speak to you, but they will on the next tape. That darn Kelly, all she does is sing the same songs over and over anyway, so just play one of the old ones. That's what she'd do again. So, Daddy, until tomorrow, I want to wish you a real good night. At least it is for me. I'm going to bed now. I love you so very much, Daddy. I sure wish you were here. You can't imagine how lonely I get. When you get home, Daddy, I'm just going to grab you.